Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Okay.
We both heard in the break that it might be smart to prepare for Bailey Zappe to be the backup quarterback and Shador to stay at the number three spot when practice opens up tomorrow. Right?
No. I thought it was Bailey Zappe at the two spot and Deshaun Watson in the third spot.
Oh, is that what? Did I just?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Wait, does Shador go to the practice squad in this scenario? Like, Shador's not even, that's a demotion for Shador. That's not even third. That's a demotion for Shador.
Who wants to go off first? Because
I wondered, because you seemed very like not. You seemed like kind of nonplussed by the whole thing. Bailey Zappe thing. Listen, if Bailey Zappe ends up being the number two quarterback, am I thrilled about that? No, I'm not. But am I going to be like, oh, geez, what's going on? No, clearly they're just convinced that he's not ready, and they're just going to tuck him away, and they're just not going to do anything with him. No, but the Deshaun side of this is what makes it just bonkers.
You know, you don't. Can I? Browns, because I know you're watching here on the YouTube channel. Hi.
Hi.
You don't have to do this.
Because hi.
Okay? Yeah. No one wants this. There's nobody out there. It's like,
you know how angry?
How does Deshaun look? How does he look after the Achilles and after the shoulder injury and after the allegations and after the trade and after the worst trade? There's nobody asking how he looks. Nobody wants to see this. And some weird idea of, well, we have to see what we have in Deshaun. We had 3 years. What we have is a broken quarterback mentally and physically. You do not have to do this. It's not about Shador. It's not like, guys, you're playing Timu Tua, and I'm not bashing you. I gave the kid credit yesterday for being adequate. All right? I'm here. Let's go. Let's give me another 12 games of this guy. Right? I'll get a shorter quarterback with a worse arm. I don't give a rip.
Sure.
Is the homeless guy that told you to draft Manziel? Actually, Johnny Manziel is talking a lot about Cleveland. Let's say, listen, we'll give you some guaranteed money. We'll give you something to hit on the slopes. Let's get back with it, Johnny Manziel. Because that's a better idea than playing or having Deshaun as a third stringer at any point.
I mean, is there an avenue that Shador doesn't play at all this season?
No. No. You would have to be the dumbest bunch of goobers to not play Shador. And I'm talking about even if it's just a week 18.
I'm glad you're saying it, because if I say it, then people just accuse me of being a honk or whatever it is. I'll let you just keep going off here.
Like, this is, we're talking, Connor Shaw played in, Jeff Driscoll played in week 18. Like, this idea we got to be precious with Shador Sanders in week 18. But no, this is about, okay, I'm not even that hot, by the way, about Bailey Zappe as the backup, because it's still week 6.
Well, but Bailey Zappe, we need to remind everybody, still makes absolutely no sense and gets you no further in any sort of development or anything if Bailey Zappe plays at all.
But
you're wasting people's time if Bailey Zappe plays.
But I understand the argument of, well, Shador's still not ready to be the backup. I think it's infantilizing and insulting, but again, it's not my quarterback. I can't be upset about that. Now, if Bailey Zappe's still the backup for the final 12, 13 games of the season, then we got a real problem. But sorry, there's 12. That's how it is. Math works that way. But Deshaun, I'm sorry. Like, I have never, ever in my life come close to stop being a Browns fan. It's going to be really hard for me to give anybody in that organization any credit. It's going to be really hard for me. I'm going to watch him because it's my job. It is going to be really hard for me to do anything and respect anyone in that organization ever again if you put him out there for the fourth year. There's just no need. You're not going to win. He's not going to do well. And even if he does well, it opens up a can of worms that you don't need to open up. You're going to cut him at the end of this season. Everyone's going to give me a cap reason why it's not going to happen. You're going to cut his ass.
It's March of 2027. We've gone over the cap reasons. It's very, very
still
hard.
I still don't believe it.
It's very,
I don't
it's
think
very
Deshaun's
going
to be here next year.
It's very hard
I
to pull off.
I'll say it again. I don't think Deshaun's going to be here next year, not because it makes no sense for him to be here, but it makes no sense as well to put him out there this year, no matter what of anything. And the idea that they would do that is beyond insulting to the Cleveland Browns fans who didn't want him here in the first place or who are just sick of watching him fail tremendously in every regard. Just, you don't have to do this. And if you do it, I'm sorry. I've got this much respect left for this organization.
Where's the win for them in it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, do they think Deshaun is going to come out and then all of a sudden be awesome and we'll just forget the fact that his body is completely broke? He's just an injury-prone player, and then when he's on the field, he can't actually play anyway. Like, are we just going to forget these things? Like, what happens if he plays for like four games? Do they think it's going to go well?
I know what it is. I know the hope is that he plays just well enough that you can trade him and another six-rounder to another team for a fifth-rounder. Oh, well, you know what? Take back everything I've said.
But you won't because he's too much money for the following year, too.
Well, no, you'll eat some of that.
You're not going to be able to.
No, you'll eat some of that. Don't worry. No. They're going to turn another six-rounder into a fifth-rounder. Let's do that. Come on.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's so nonsensical. Every bit of it is just, it doesn't add up. It doesn't compute. So here's what I'm believing. I'm believing until we see something otherwise that the Haslam grand plan that he laid out for everybody, Haslam told you the cheat sheet. He told you what was going to happen. He said it would be Flacco, and then we're going to see the two rookie quarterbacks. So as this season progresses, that's going to be my North Star. I'm going to keep looking at what Haslam said as the guiding truth, and then we'll see where it goes.
I think
I can't believe that Deshaun would be third ahead of a demotion for Shador.
I think that is what you're saying right now. I think that is a smart and mentally healthy way of handling this.
Well, I have to protect my mental health.
Yeah, you got
to
protect your chickens and protect your mentals.
I don't have chickens.
Yet. Marshawn, listen, you live in no-so.
You think I have chickens at some point?
And chickens is a metaphor, all right? Go back and watch the Marshawn clip. Protect your mentals, protect your chickens. It makes a hell of a lot of sense if you just think about it, even if you don't have chickens yet.
Okay.
That's a very smart way of doing it. I will say, I cannot allow you to do this, Browns. I can't. I cannot. No, there's nobody that wants to see this. This is beyond insulting to Browns fans. And honestly, have we forgotten that locker room?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It was a black hole of energy. Last year, it was so bad.
Yeah, people walking around like monsters.
I mean, they were zombies.
Zombies.
There's nobody in that locker room. They might like Deshaun, right? But there's nobody in that locker room that still believes in Deshaun. And even if they say it publicly, they don't believe it.
Well, we know nobody believes in Bailey Zappe because why would you?
Bailey Zappe doesn't believe in Bailey
Zappe. He's just a guy cashing checks at this point, and that's fine.
Listen, the Bailey thing's going to upset a lot of Shador fans, and I get it. It's just not my fight. The Deshaun thing is, you stop insulting your fans. Like, I know you want to take your victory laps after one win. Oh, I know the haters will say it. I know you want to take your victory lap after every win, even if you only get three wins in a season. I know that you want to tell everyone, look how smart we are, and maybe one of us will give you a gold star. How about this? I'll promise you a gold star if you just don't put Deshaun out there again. There is just no need. There's no upside. And all it's going to do, this whole season is about the poison pill for the dumbest trade in NFL history. Not the second dumbest, not the third dumbest, not honorable mention for the dumbest trade. The dumbest and most destructive trade in NFL history. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a damn if Deshaun guarantees you to get the number one pick. You've got a myriad of ways to get that. This would be beyond insulting. And you need to stop. Somebody, if it's Haslam, if it's JW, if it's Cletus, is it Billy Bob, Betty Sue, whichever Haslam has the keys to the kingdom right now,
and what's
can
funny,
someone
Nick,
smarten up over there?
Nick, what's funny about it is that I'm insulted just by the idea. It's not even him playing at this point. It's the idea that they put him ahead of Shador at any point in this depth chart scenario. Like that's the insult. Like he could never play again. And the idea that at some point they sat down and said he is above Shador in the depth chart is the part that's enough for me just to lose my mind.
Wadsworth's backup quarterback right now, who I believe is 15, he could be the third man on the depth chart. And I would want him over Deshaun Watson. Radu on Twitter saying, you do realize there are people in the Browns organization who want to justify the Watson trade. Cool. Fire him.
But they already lost.
No.
Like blow their asses out. The hay's in the barn.
There's no
justifying it.
If you've got an agenda.
It's over. It's done.
If you've got an agenda this year, 4 years in, if you've got an agenda, then you're probably part of the reason why this thing has failed so tremendously the last 2 years. Jay Knows Sports saying, why do y'all hate number four so much? One, he's got a name. Four. I'm 12 guy. Yeah, I'm a 7 guy. Shut up.
I like the numbers thing.
I think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
We started with Baker.
No, they have names.
We did six a lot
Every
with Baker.
Every player has a name.
I like the numbers. Nah, I like the numbers.
If I walked up to Myles Garrett and said, hey, 95, go get him, I'd hope that he punched me in the skippies. But no.
It's not a cool thing.
Here's the thing. I don't hate the person. I'm tired of the player. I'm tired of the contract. I'm tired of the worst trade in NFL history, while apparently Baker Mayfield's going to be a friggin' NFL MVP. So with all due, it has nothing to do with Deshaun. It has everything to do with what Deshaun represents. Galactic failure. I mean, holy crap level failure by the Cleveland Browns.
It's got a lot to do with Deshaun for me.
My point is, I don't know Deshaun. 4 years in, I'm no closer to knowing Deshaun because he hasn't made it a point to let us know Deshaun. He's let his on-the-field play do the talking, and it has been abysmal. So it's not quite frankly, at some point, we all made peace with the reasons why you shouldn't really want Deshaun Watson here in the name of, oh, what good football. What if he plays good football? No. Now this is about learn your lesson. I don't know, but maybe it's because I don't have billions. When life kicks me in the head 2 or 3 times, I tend to listen. I tend to be, you know what? I'm not going to touch that stove again. Right? Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that thing again. That 3 times I've done it has burnt me to this point. But apparently the Browns can't. We have to justify the Watson trade. You're not justifying anything. You're being arrogant, and honestly, you're condescending your fans if Deshaun Watson touches that field.
Well, you're also really, you're condescending to the players, too. Shador gives you a much better chance to win games than Deshaun ever will. But again, Shador gives you a better chance to win games than Bailey Zappi does, too. Like, this is the part that, it just makes no sense to me. Why can't they see the idea that there's so much upside to be had with Shador, while Deshaun, there is zero upside to be had here? You're not winning anything with the fans doing this. You're not winning anything from a game standpoint doing this. The wins aren't there, but they could be there if you have Shador. That's the part that I can't get around my head here, Nick. It doesn't make any sense. If you're trying to win football games, none of it makes sense. And maybe that's the reality. Maybe they're just not trying to win football games.
So if you guys are just joining us, JP and I were informed that at least somebody around
here
believes.
Are they scared Shador will take him out of a draft position?
At this point, I don't know if they're more
like maybe that's what
that,
I need to be looking at this. Like if Bailey Zappi or Deshaun play, maybe it's because they know that they'll lose enough games to be able to make sure that their draft position is good.
That'd be really weird because then you'd be like, well, hey, we got a quarterback in Shador.
Only thing that makes sense because Shador gives him a much better chance to actually win than those quarterbacks.
So JP and I were told that we should expect Bailey Zappi to be the backup quarterback and Deshaun to be QB3, which honestly, when I was told, I just heard Shador to be QB3 because that's how much I want to hear Deshaun Watson is QB3. How are we feeling about this? You guys want to see Deshaun again this year? Come on, 216-474-0092. Get in on that chat, super chat. We want to hear from you guys on YouTube. How excited are you guys?
I like when you turn into your influencer.
To see Deshaun Watson again. Come on, guys. Let's get behind four. Come on. We got what's Dylan's number again? I've already forgotten. Is it 8?
We changed it. Yeah, it's 8 now. Yeah.
Let's get behind 8, 5. 2. And let's get behind 12. You know what? Put the homeless guy in a jersey. Let's call it number 18. Let's get behind 18 as well.
I like the number game. I do.
You guys want to see Deshaun again? 216-474-0092. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.